One morning in the early dawn, I was watching a hummingbird gently dancing from one ruby-colored fuchsia blossom to another, delighting in soaking up the flower's nectar. I was mesmerized at the graceful tiny creature enjoying the freshness of this early morning before most people awaken. I understand that hummingbirds are wonderful pollinators, and many flowers have evolved to entice hummingbirds to help spread their grains of pollen. In the wonder of God's creation, fuchsia blossoms need hummingbirds, while hummingbirds feed on the nectar of the blossoms. All God's creation is interconnected, and we are interconnected with all of nature and with one another. We can lift our eyes from the delicate hummingbird to the vast expanse of the cosmic universe. Astronomers working over the past 7 or 8 years have mapped only in 1/8 of the night sky over 200 million galaxies, each with millions of stars. How stupendous is the universe in which we live! We can stop and gaze at the wonder of creation and the God who enables it to evolve toward its fulfillment. Today, the Church reflects on the mystery of God as Trinity. The one God is in perfect harmony and oneness, the Creator, the Incarnate Word, and the Spirit. God desires God's own harmony and oneness to be reflected in what God has created and is creating in love. How fortunate we are to be able to contemplate the incomprehensible scope of God's creation, revealing God's self as a community of persons in complete oneness, relationship, and interconnectivity. And all this oneness flows from God's creative and eternal love. Pope Francis, in his encyclical Laudato Si, states that God's love is the fundamental moving force in all created things. In the Book of Wisdom, we read, "For you love all things that exist, and detest none of the things you have made, for you would not have made anything if you hated it." Speaking of the Trinity, Pope Francis writes in Laudato Si, "The Father is the ultimate source of everything, the loving and self-communicating foundation of all that exists. The Son, his reflection, through whom all things were created, united himself to this earth when he was formed in the womb of Mary. The infinite bond of love is intimately present in the very heart of the universe, inspiring and bringing new pathways. Consequently, when we contemplate the wonder of the universe and all its grandeur and beauty, we must praise the whole Trinity. God is more than an intellectual concept of Trinity. God is the one we seek, who loves us and calls us to himself. We sense the presence of the Trinitarian God in all creation. On Trinity Sunday, we recall that we have been baptized with the water God created to give life to the whole universe. We are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. As we contemplate the wonders of God's creation and begin to recognize the presence of the Trinitarian God throughout all creation, the prayer of the Gloria at Mass becomes more heartfelt. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, for you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.